sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What? Oh my god, are you shitting me?
Oh, fuck.
Welcome to Hell's Basement. Hi, I'm Jenna. Been an alcoholic for about 2 years.
2 years. Bush League.
Yeah, rookies. Well, I guess, like Jenna said, we are in Hell's Basement finally. It's been a while. Good while.
We're doing this.
We don't have COVID. That's kind of cool. Yet.
Yet.
I mean, I haven't been tested lately.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's think about this. Really, 2020 has just been a horror movie in itself.
It's been pretty fucking awesome for me.
Yeah. I've been selling fake vaccines.
I got laid off so I could like...
a shit ton of money.
I got laid off so I can like do nothing but watch horror movies for like 6 weeks. So right, sweet. Started off pretty sweet for me.
Yeah, I was going to say it was kind of like the best. I was sent home all day with my dogs drinking coffee on my porch. It was pretty great.
Yeah, everyone's talking about how bad it is. I'm like, I'm living the life I've always wanted to live.
Yeah, we're doing all right here, huh?
Fucking introverts rise.
All right, well, like we said, this is Hell's Basement. I am Ryan. I'm here with Shane.
I got to say something.
Okay.
So, like, it's been a long time since we've been in the basement, right?
Yeah.
And it's, like, that feeling you get when you gotta poop for, like, hours, and you finally sit down.
And you finally say, fuck you, Ryan!
And you, no. You let it all loose. You let it all out, right?
Uh-huh.
And it all comes out. It's, like, the best feeling in the world. That's what it's like to be back here until I look to my right. And, like, the only thing to wipe with is a fucking rusty chainsaw blade. Seriously, fuck you, Ryan.
So I'm assuming I'm the chainsaw blade in this terrible metaphor.
Wow. You caught on to that one quick.
I'm going to say, though, like, if you were to be thrown in this metaphor, you got to be pretty fucking thrilled you're a rusty chainsaw blade.
Yeah, I mean,
blade.
It could be worse,
that's
right?
That's a pretty metal
that's right,
thing
I'm
to
rip
be.
You a new asshole, motherfucker.
Literally. I'm literally a metal rusty chainsaw, so. Okay. That's okay.
I mean, hi, Ryan. Sorry.
Yeah. I kind of remember why we haven't done this in a while. All right. Jenna's also here.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Okay. And we got Brady.
Hello.
We're back just in time, though, for the Halloween season. So we thought it'd be fun to do a Halloween movie.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. But, yeah, we chose the movie, the 2019 film, Haunt.
This cannot be ignored.
Want to see my face?
Haunt?
Okay, so there is some discrepancy here.
There sure is.
Like 5 minutes ago, there was this bet that just took place, apparently, that Jenna thought this movie was called The Haunt, and it's not called The Haunt. It's called Haunt. 2019 haunt.
Yeah, and Shane said that there is a literal $10 bill in my wallet right now that's going to double. Because Jenna, even after Ryan said the words,
Shane,
there's
have you,
no the in front of it.
Are you telling me you've never heard of the silent the?
We're a grammar podcast now.
The silent T-H-E. I forgot about that.
No, you know what? Actually, since you brought it up, go ahead. Tell everyone. Everyone, go ahead. Explain it.
What?
The silent the.
The silent the. Explain it to everyone.
Well, what's going to happen is, you see, when it comes to context, a lot of the times when you address the movie, you're going to say the haunt. So there is a silent the in front of the haunt.
But only in the word haunt.
The haunt.
Only in the word haunt.
The.
Believe it or not, in the English language, like, I believe that.
Okay. Well, that's fun. We just spent a minute talking about the. So anyways.
Let's move on to the next conjunction word.
Too bad we weren't doing it.
Oh, yeah. The it. So, yeah, this movie's pretty cool, though. I mean, what was your, like, overall thoughts on it?
Like, my rating? Okay, so... it had its moments. It had its moments, for sure. I think they had a really good opportunity to take it in a direction that would have really fucking... would have really made me just tickled with joy.
You think they could have took it further?
No. There was a really neat opportunity. I don't know how far we want to get into stuff right now.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can go deeper a little later.
Yeah, but I'll just say this: an opportunity presented itself, and I was like, "Oh man, what a great way that this could just fucking end out."
Okay.
That it would be like, I've never seen anything like this before.
Okay, I'm curious to see what that is. Okay.
Jenna? So. I really enjoyed it if you can take it for, like, face value. Like, if you want to rip something apart, like, you could rip this apart beyond belief. Like, there's so many things that, I mean, it just didn't make sense. And it would be like, well, why would you even do that?
Okay.
And there's a lot I see it coming. But I feel like when it comes to just, like, a movie and enjoying it and taking it almost in some hilarious ways, it's pretty great.
Okay. Shane?
Yeah, I thought overall, like, it was pretty sweet, because I feel like, for me anyway, I thought the acting was pretty good, and, like, I haven't seen a good horror movie for a while that was, like, Jenna's looking at me like she completely disagrees with the acting thing. I don't know, I thought it was all right anyway, but, like overall, just, like, perfect slasher, like, I just want to sit down and watch a good, like, slasher, like, thriller, and I thought, for me, it was, like, perfect, plus, like, the little Halloween, like, yeah, sweet, it's Halloween, that was just, like, a little bonus for me.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like survival of the best actors. I give you that. So like the shitty ones die first.
I'm going to have to say that I've seen a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it was that bad. Like I had fun with it. This is my second time watching. I did see it before when it came out, but let's put it this way. I agree it could have been better, but I also think it could have been a lot worse. Like
Okay, I think you're at the same place. I thought this was an okay movie.
Yeah. I wasn't disappointed when I got done watching it. So.
Right, I didn't think I wasted my time.
No. So.
I'm probably not going to watch it again. But
yeah.
I thought, I
mean, had we not picked this for the podcast, I don't know if I would have watched it again. But, hey, I mean, I'm not mad that we picked it, so I'm okay with it.
All right, now I'm really curious to see, like, what you guys wanted out of it. Because, honestly, like, I feel like I liked it a lot. Like, besides, like, for me, the only thing that I would, like, change would be the ending.
Okay, well, so with that being said, listeners, if you have not seen this movie, pause this right now, go watch it, and then come back, because we're about to dive into some serious fucking spoilers here.
How did you guys watch this movie?
What's that?
What did you guys watch this on?
TV?
TV, great job. $10 for me now, thank you.
Voodoo.
I watched it on Shudder.
Okay, I watched it on Shudder as well. Because I was trying to find it streaming anywhere, and I didn't realize it was a Shudder exclusive.
Yes, it's a Shudder exclusive, yeah.
I had it on Amazon.
You can buy it other places. But
yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But yeah. So, this was written and directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods, and I didn't know this, but they wrote A Quiet Place, the movie A Quiet Place.
Really? And it was at, like, the same time as this, wasn't it?
Pretty close, yeah. I didn't know that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a giant fan of that movie, but I know a lot of people are.
Yeah, because I read that
this
movie wasn't going to take off because they were working on A Quiet Place. Like, they were talking about this movie as they were making that one.
Right. So.
Is that the John Krasinski one?
Yep.
Yeah. He directed that.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
So what about that Eli Roth? Didn't we do stuff with him before?
He produced
this. Yeah.
He did the money behind it. Yeah, yeah. Make this movie.
Yeah, we did Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yep. Basically, the plot summary per IMDb is, on Halloween, a group of friends encounter an extreme haunted house that promises to feed on their darkest fears. The night turns deadly as they come to the horrifying realization that some nightmares are real. Ooh, spooky. Really, there's no super famous actors.
Which I kind of like that, like right off the bat. Like, yeah, I like not knowing anybody.
Right. Yeah, 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 same. Sometimes that makes it better, honestly.
Right. You're not like, come on, fucking Hugh Jackman, pull out your Wolverine claws and kill him.
Right. Yeah, you don't have any, like, expectations. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of going in blank, you know?
I feel like it helps in your head to, like, make the character development.
Right.
You know, because you don't have any past experiences with them. So it's like, all right, we'll see what they got.
Okay. Okay, Brady, I'm curious. What was...
We're not ready there.
We're not there yet?
No, no.
Okay, all right, all right.
Let's talk about... Let me talk about this. So I will say this. So I thought the acting was pretty decent as well, though. I will say that. The one kid, I don't know his name, fat body. I'm allowed to say that because I'm a fat body.
Is it Evan? Is it the centipede boy?
Evan. Yes.
Boyd.
Evan. So, yeah, I will say Evan, this. I have wrote down his lockpick douche.
Right.
So, yeah, I have my own like little things.
I went from like first scene with him, I'm like, I don't like this guy, to like he became, when you first saw him, you didn't know he was going to wind up being like the comic relief of the movie, because you didn't realize, I didn't realize that he was going to, he was part of the group. I just thought he was some prick in this bar.
Till you bitch slap a guy with a chainsaw.
Yeah, literally his opening line was like, basically like,
fuck this place, fuck this bar, lame.
This fucking bar is lame as fuck, and he just like hits the drink, just perfectly slaps the drink right into Harper's face.
Yep.
Like, what? What?
So
he's just like, let's hang out.
I thought he was like a throwaway character, and then
yeah, same.
So yeah, I enjoyed that he was in there. I guess I'm not trying to like find. I thought it was an okay movie. You know, it was an okay movie.
Yeah.
The some of the kill scenes were pretty fucking badass. You put a fucking claw hammer in somebody's mouth, and I hear it touching teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that
makes,
was the...
Makes the old b-hole pucker up.
And right off the bat, you got, like, the most cringy one, I think.
Yeah. Like,
I think I tried to look, too. I didn't see a lot of gore. I mean, maybe that moment, but they really cut out before you get to see it happen.
Fuck no, they do. Did you fucking have your eyes shut? Like, did you not see the fucking hammer?
It only gets to, like, here.
Oh, I think that was good enough.
Gets to where?
They were all about headshots.
Like, right above your nose. Like, you get to see the nose. Like, you don't get to see the entire skull. Oh, and that was the worst part.
I wanted to see him rip it up from his top of his lip all the way back around, straight out the rectum. God, like, all the way back and around.
Well, for some of the stuff.
Sorry, everybody. The reason we've been gone for so long is because Jen has been in the fucking mental institution.
Yeah, just for this exact fetish that she apparently has.
Listen, when you guys prepare me for gore, I have learned that I'm picturing, like, Terrifier level. Like, I'm picturing chainsaw.
Wait,
the whole
did you guys prepare
down
her for gore for this?
Well, you guys said, are you ready for this gore? So I was like,
oh,
no, God.
That was just a
I'm
precursor
ready
for me to.
And then I watched it and I'm like, oh.
That was for Brady's surgery.
Oh. I thought that was for the movie.
No.
Oh, he said, oh, my God.
Jenna, another $10 on the table, please.
Oh, God. So, God.
The opening scene had a lot of giveaways, though. Like, don't you guys agree? Like, things that just didn't have to really be there, but I get it's, like, to tell a story. Like, you know, as soon as Bailey was like, that's Harper's mother's ring. I can't take it. You know she was going to lose
the
bitch.
Yeah, you know
bitch
that shit's like getting lost 100%. Yeah, I agree.
And it really kind of tells you right away that, like, okay, you know, that chick's going to die with the nurse costume. That chick's going to die with, like, the little Gatsby costume.
Yeah, but that's like iconic horror. That's like things that you have to have in horror.
I'm not
movies
saying it's bad. I'm just saying like it was very like I feel like the beginning scene was just like a setup. You already know what's gonna happen. Now let's just get into the horror part.
Okay, but one thing that I thought was kind of cool is like this movie never really had like, you know how a lot of horror films start out like kind of happy. Not all of them, but some of them start out like they kind of have a high note, like, and then that slowly declines from there. Like, this movie never really had that. Like, you start at the beginning by her, like, being depressed as fuck because her...
Yeah, getting beat by your boyfriend. That's happy. That was magical shit, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Again, that was love.
Again, we're sorry we've been away.
Real
because
love.
Jenna has really... I guess Jenna has issues, okay?
I guess I gotta have a word with my brother-in-law.
Did right. you guys think at any point that the guy that abused Harper, her boyfriend, was going to be like the hero of the
okay,
movie?
Fuck it.
I was going to be like, are they really going to go there?
let's go ahead and
you
say this was my
favorite part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You stole
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Then we're on the same page because this is the ending that I was like, here's the opportunity to do some shit that like I've never seen before to where you have. We're going to jump right into it then, I guess.
You think they're going to get like. You,
so he comes.
They're
so,
going to get some backlash.
Right. So he comes in and I'm like, oh my God. He's going to come out looking like the fucking superhero. He's going to come and whoop everybody's ass. And then at the end of the night, he's going to take her home and beat the shit out of her. And like to where it's
okay.
like 90% of the people who were in that thing who got saved are like, man, whatever that guy's name was.
Sam.
Sam was the boyfriend?
Yes.
Sam's such an awesome guy.
He
saved
about
our lives.
That
okay.
scene, the makeup. Think about
and,
this.
Then, and then like, and then he gets to hold this over her head. Oh, shit. I take my pills.
You guys think I was the one locked up.
So, what was I saying now? So yeah, fuck. That's my, it was my fucking memory pills.
Oh, no, I'm not taking any of this.
No, I put that down as my funniest moment, though. Like, I wanted us all to talk about what moment made you laugh. And that was for me, because I was sitting there by myself in the dark, and I was like, aw, he's going to save the day. I was like, she's going to have to choose to go back to this abusive past or move on. He's going to save her. And then it only took like okay. 30 seconds for him to
listen,
get
like,
killed.
Imagine the point of your whole character is to have the getaway vehicle. That's literally, that's all he did.
Yeah, he really got screwed.
Really? I mean, that was, and imagine going somewhere and be like, listen, I'm going to go in this haunted house, but first I'm going to leave my car on the side of the road, my truck.
With the doors open.
Doors open, engine running, lights on, whole fucking 9 yards.
Yep, because I know someone's going to need to get away quickly.
but I was just, I just wanted to get to that point to where like the horror movie doesn't stop, because it does for like everybody else except for her, because then she's stuck in this relationship to where it's like, I really like to leave him because he beats me, but he did save all of our lives that one time.
I mean, I like his preparedness, guys. Like, after watching this movie, I go to fucking Walmart. I don't shut my car off now. I leave the door open. I leave it running. I park right along the door, just in case. You never know, man.
I'm running right now.
So when that part whole happened and he died, I go, oh, looks like he was only a fucking big man when he was beating women.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, done.
I guess I still thought he wasn't dead at first. I was like, oh, he's going to get up from that. And then when they just dropped the giant brick on his head, I was like, oh, yeah. But my favorite part is towards the end when Harper, like, looks over, like, what the fuck? And then she just like, keeps going.
She's like, wait, Sam? Wait, Sam? Nah, fuck it.
How would she even know it was him? Like, she's like, I know those fucking Wranglers.
Wasn't his face gone by then?
I know those knuckles when I see them.
Right, she looks over at his body, looks at his hand, and she's all like, just kind of rubbing like some fucking dents in her forehead, like, bye-bye, Sam.
You still kind of wonder his place in it all. Like, what was he going? Was he going to strictly go beat the shit out of her, or was he like?
I mean,
she sent her location to him. Like,
it makes you wonder. Like, obviously, he was driving around looking for like a fucking psychopath creep. So
he heard a man's voice. He was going to beat up that guy.
He heard a man's voice.
Like, what tells you that?
Yeah, because the clown answered the phone, and he was like,
right.
Who are you looking for?
Yeah, she's right. I actually forgot about that. Yeah.
So
right.
He got pissed off and was looking for her then because some guy answered her phone.
Supposed to be some good drugs I gave you in that mental ward, huh? I didn't pick up on that.
Brady's the one on pills, not me.
Yeah, true. You guys are all on fucking drugs.
It's nowhere near as exciting as it sounds. It's for my fucking blood pressure, all right?
So it seems like everyone has like an issue with the movie. I'll get mine out right now. The only issue I had with the movie was, all right, we're going through the haunted house, and, like, there's the one scene with, what was her name? Mallory? I think it was Mallory, where she took a fire poker to the face. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the beginning of all the everyone getting scared. That's when they realized it wasn't just a haunted house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, after that, though, I feel like it was, like, they're going through, but then they're like, oh, shit, we can't go this way. Now we got to go back through, and, like, you're seeing a lot of the same stuff. So it got a little slow, but, like, for me, after that, it was like, I don't know, I thought it was like an awesome movie. So what were you guys' like issues with
it? My issue, okay, listeners, listen to me. Guys, listen to me.
You don't have
you're starting
listen.
To sound like Sam. You're very demanding.
I don't have my fist out yet. Oh, wait, now I do. Shit,
oh, no.
I just clenched my fist when I said that.
Yeah, you literally had your fist when you said that.
If you're ever in a fucking building and you look up and you see giant 55-gallon garbage bags full of oil dripping on you, know that people are preparing to burn the fucking place down, okay?
Even if that place is a haunted house. I'm going to defend the fuck out of this movie.
Even if it's a... no matter where you're fucking at, if there's oil ready to be spilt, people are going to burn it the fuck down.
Refinery.
Okay?
I'm calling you out, dude.
Okay, where have you been that there's been oil? Tell me.
I'm calling you out.
Tell me.
You guys signed that waiver to sign, and it said, if you die, it's not their fault. In the one haunted house you guys went through, you did some stuff you wouldn't have done.
If there was fucking oil hanging from the ceiling, dripping on me.
I don't think you would have left.
I would have kept going.
Right?
You're a fucking psychopath.
No, that's Jenna.
Yeah, but so you went in with a group and you would have been the bitch then.
I would have, dude. That makes no sense. That makes no sense at all.
Oil?
Why would you use fucking motor oil?
You would have been like, oh, it's fake oil. You would have talked yourself into keep going.
Yeah, it's a haunted house, man.
It's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You're not going to convince me of that? If somebody is ready,
they would have opened the curtain.
I think the one I would have left if it wasn't oil, if it was like Astroglide, like. Like lubricant, like personal lubricant. That shit's dripping on me. I'm like,
dripping,
oh no.
Sliding down my bum
crack.
What
is getting ready to
happen? Uh-oh. No, right, I would have stayed for that.
So you hate oil. That's the thing.
Yes, like, I don't like motor oil. If somebody has motor oil in a building, they're planning to burn it down. You can't change my mind.
I don't know. I feel like they could have opened the curtain and I could have been getting stabbed in the face and you guys would have been like, oh, that's amazing. Great job. Great acting.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, though, that the scene with the girl that they didn't know, like the first time where the witch kills the lady that you don't know that it's actually a real lady, but we're obviously assuming it is, like that shit's pretty fucking cool because that, like, had obviously this place not been a murderous fucking full of psychos, like that's the shit that in a place in a haunted house like that where you're like, oh fuck, that looked really fucking real. Was that real? Was that fucking real? You know? Like, that's kind of like, I like that. Then, obviously, they've seen their friend get fucking stabbed in the face with a fire poker. So, you know.
What do you think? What do you think all these assholes are doing the other 364 days of the year that they got these faces?
Preparing.
That's it? Yep. They just prepare.
Well, preparing and getting some die off, so they have to make new ones.
They're preparing and getting implants and tattoos and piercings. That's it. That's right. What they're doing.
Okay. Right?
And speaking of that, holy fuck. Like, I mean, I'm definitely pro. I got a lot of tattoos. Piercings are cool, whatever. Fucking implants is where I don't go there,
you
man.
Cut out
I don't
there.
Fuck with implants. Like, I don't fuck with that shit, man.
If you,
want to go there, that's cool. But like, man, that's for me. That shit freaks me the fuck out.
Who was who was your guys' favorite looking character? I guess like their
fucking,
not their mask, but like their
fucking Mitch.
Yeah, for sure.
Holy
wait, you mean
fuck.
Favorite as
no.
in least
not
favorite,
even close.
Right?
You think fucking implant dude looks scarier than Mitch?
I'm gonna okay. Well, just because normally we do the thing where like, hey, what was your favorite part? So my favorite part,
okay,
like for everyone listening, is like, so you know, part of the thing is like all these guys wear masks and then they pull their masks off and like their fucking real face is scarier than their mask, and that like by far is my favorite part. Like the whole in general reveal of that. But I'm still gonna have to say the dude that was like. Had the Satan mask and then took it off and had, the implants.
Fucking implants, really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say he had the best, like, crazy face for me.
Mitch is creepy.
Was his voice all, like, kind of modulated, too? He's like, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that.
Yeah, I wonder, is that something you can have, like, done? Is, like, your fucking...
Vocal cords
fucked? Yeah, vocal cords
fucked
up?
Probably, yeah. I mean...
Oh, maybe.
I must be messed up, because I thought he was actually, like, I thought his
really
face was kind of sweet, because I thought he was going to be nice to her for a moment, because he was like, who's Sam? And I thought he was going to be like, let me save you from Sam.
Yeah, that's the...
The guy dressed as Satan.
Remember we talked the same, like, she sees everything through, like, the fucking Disney lens?
Yeah, remember, this is how... she's going to die someday in a place like this.
I would have been like, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're trying to help.
No,
I
think
know.
Whoever's going to kill
Here's
her would just kill themselves
wrist.
First.
Yeah. Wait, speaking of this, I would have trusted the devil, but not Mitch, and everybody trusted Mitch. Mitch was weird from the start, and then he got super obsessed with showing his face. His buildup for his face was just too much for me.
His fucking
face
is
creepy,
dude.
Well, I mean, they
put
a lot of fucking work into it, you know what I mean? You get all this shit done.
Yeah.
You know,
holy fuck.
Yeah. Let's talk about Mitch for a second here. Because
Mitch, a.k.a. Bitch.
Right.
That's
Mitch
what,
the Bitch.
Evan called him.
Is there a reason they called out that whole, like, why did they point out the fact that he's wearing fucking white sneakers?
Did I miss something?
Nah, I didn't.
I did get up and go to the bathroom at one point during this movie.
Nah, because I seen that. Did you guys notice that? The camera, like,
they're like, yeah, look, he's wearing white sneakers. And then he oh, he's looking at my shoes, so he fucking dragged them up underneath his little...
Right, like they were supposed to mean something later on, and I don't really think they ever did.
I thought it was more just to give you a moment of, oh, that is a real person under there, like there was hope. I think that was supposed to be a moment of, like...
His Velcro sneakers were supposed to tell us that he's, like, a real fucking, like...
Well, if they were New Balance, then he's just a boring dad.
True. If they're, like, Jordans, then he's just, like, a fucking punk-ass 20-year-old. Okay, I mean...
Which maybe, I guess that's the most you can hope for in a situation like that.
Yeah, true.
Okay. It was your sense Velcro of shoes, realism. You're like...
Velcros, yeah. This guy's 90, he's ready to die, he doesn't give a fuck.
Were they Velcro?
Actually, I don't remember.
Yeah, they were Velcro.
Were they Velcro?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I just pulled that out of my ass. That's funny.
What Jenna says actually does make sense, though. Like that guy was meant to be, like, when you're watching the movie, he's meant to be shown as, like, just a regular guy that just works at the haunted house. It's like, whoa, man, something's actually wrong. I'm going to help these people out.
Interesting.
Kind of turns on him a little bit. At least that's the way I get it. I don't know.
Speaking of their actual masks, though, their masks are fucking sick, though. Like, they got that, like, vintage vibe to them. Like, not their faces, their masks.
That kind of shit where, like, you cut your tongue on the little mouth hole because you're like...
Yeah, they look cool, man. I like them. I just wish they'd have kept them on. I had nightmares afterwards.
So Mitch was the one we were introduced to in the room with all the white capes, correct?
Right, yeah.
See, I like that scene. I think that would be a great, just in general, haunted house.
Yeah, that shit. Where there's like a bunch of what you think could be mannequins or like not real, and then someone's obviously real. That part fucking always freaks me out, man.
So, I mean, the one thing it definitely succeeded in like the just the classic horror esque thing is that through most of these scenes, I'm like, just punch all those fucking dummies in the face. You're going to hit flesh one of these times. And that's what you do during one of these movies. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, at that point, they were like knew they were fucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then, yeah, I guess you would have done that.
He was looking for a weapon.
Yeah. True. Okay.
I mean, I'm like, just fucking snag one of those arms off those things. That can't feel good to get smacked with a fucking mannequin arm.
Yeah, I am actually with you on that one. I feel like the fight or flight response is like a real thing, but like in movies like this, it's always like they're just running away when there's obviously shit they could pick up.
Right.
Like whenever Harper's in that one
knife room.
Look
at all these weapons. Take one, please.
What should I do?
Yeah.
I will say this. One thing that did pull me away from this, and this is my own fault, just being a smart ass and trying to make my wife laugh, was the clown guy. As soon as he showed up, I told him, I was trying to convince her that was Jim Gaffigan playing that role.
Jesus.
So that I'm like putting on my Jim Gaffigan voice and making him say shit. And like he'd come around, he was like in the break room and like, Hot Pockets. So it kind of pulls you out of it a little bit, but.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go back and watch it and just like imagine that actor is Jim Gaffigan, it brings a whole new kind of level to the movie.
So Barry, what was your favorite part then?
My favorite?
If you had to pick a favorite part, Shane said his.
I always go for like the death scenes, and I don't want to generalize it, so I'm gonna pick my favorite death, and it's probably gonna be the witch getting her face slammed in the hatch. I'm a big fan of slamming people's face and stuff, like car doors and shit like that.
That's cool.
Yeah,
like that.
That was a cool one. My favorite death scene was like by far whenever Harper killed her friend, Bailey, whenever she thought that she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a very like, oh God, like a gut wrencher.
Yeah. I like that part. Yeah. kind of feeding off of that. That was my favorite part.
That was your favorite
part. Yeah. I mean, obviously it was kind of shitty for Harper, but I mean, whatever. But I don't want to say I kind of seen it coming, but like I was obviously kind of skeptical when we didn't see Bailey for so long. Bailey was her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we didn't see Bailey for so long, I was like skeptical, like, okay, what's going on? And then when she's walking out through, I was kind of thinking, like, I had a little thought in my head, like, fuck, could they have done that? Then when they killed her, I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks.
See, I was dumb. I didn't put it together. I knew that there had to be something with Bailey because they didn't show her for a while, but I never put together that, like, because at that point, they were like building Harper up where she was like the one that was like, obviously, she's the main character. She's turning into a badass. It's sweet. Yeah. And she's on a roll, man. And then she just stabbed her best friend with a pitchfork. It's like,
man. It's probably fortunate that Jim Gaffigan burned that place down. Because, I mean, that can get kind of sloppy, you know, like a mix-up thing. Like, well, your fingerprints were on this.
No, definitely. Definitely.
You killed your friend. You're like,
well, she might
I did, but...
Her friend lost her mom's ring, though. So, like, Yeah, I mean, she could probably see her through that mask.
That's motive.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking lose my ring again.
The shotgun thing, kind of cheesy a little bit, I thought.
You thought it was cheesy?
I mean, I guess this has already been done.
You're going to say Saw.
Yeah.
Okay, Saw did it, but like...
Like, here's how I feel. Here's how I feel about stuff like that. If you're going to come up with a kind of a clever idea like that, like a cool, like a shotgun thing like that, if you're going to come up with something like that, that should be it. You can repeat deaths with a chainsaw or a pitchfork or like that. Nobody gives a fuck about that. But when you pick something that's kind of like...
So if it would have been a bolt action rifle, like they would have had like something that would have... Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you feel me. Do you guys feel me? No?
Yeah, so wait.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. If I could find a movie that predates Saw that uses that same mechanic, mm-hmm. would it make you feel differently about Saw?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Do you have a movie? No, I'm curious.
I've got a couple in my mind, but I don't want to say them because I don't know for 100%. The one I'm thinking is Straw Dogs, but I'm not 100% on that one.
You kind of get what I mean, though. Like, it's not like something you see. Like, I feel like they just were like, "Oh, that was cool and Saw." Let's put that
in there.
I would
be lying if I said that when I seen that scene, I didn't immediately think of Saw.
You immediately thought of Saw. Yeah,
I remember.
That's what I did too.
It was Home Alone.
Goddamn!
The paint bucket scene.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
When he blew that fucking robber's head straight off his fucking shoulders, turned his fucking face into a gaping asshole. Remember that scene?
Yeah, I forgot maybe about that. One.
That was in the second.
Maybe that was a sequel. Maybe it was when he was in New York
deleted
City.
Deleted scenes, yeah. But so, what was your favorite part, Jenna?
I definitely think I have to stick with Sam's death because it was just real fast, and I went from like excited that they're gonna get saved to sad to like it was just a lot of emotions in such a short period of time.
So that was your favorite part or the favorite part that you laughed the most at?
That made it my favorite because like it had the gore, it had the but it was just great. I mean, the whole ending scene gave me a real like you go girl woman empowerment type feel. Like I really liked how they ended it, but I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
And then I do really love the escape room idea. Like, I'm sure it's out there and I want us to find it so bad where there's a haunted house that you think you get out of, but then you have to make it through an escape room. Like, I just think that's awesome.
Back on Sam, I laughed really hard whenever, like, the whole blow dart thing. Like, whenever you see whatever went into his neck was, like, a fucking 1-inch lag bolt. I don't know who decided
Did that come through the back of his neck or through from the front?
It went to the front of his neck, but I don't know where it came from. I don't know what he tripped to make it go off, but...
Emily called it right away. She's like, he's going to hit that fucking red cord. She's like, that red string right from the beginning of the movie. I'm like, how do you remember this shit? And sure enough, he's like, bloop,
yeah.
Bleh, done.
I just remember when he died thinking like, holy fuck, the whole point of him was just to make Harper seem like a fucking badass to have a getaway car. Like yeah. when it was all over.
I feel you're like right. He's the real comedic relief, honestly, not Evan.
Wait, that's right though, because at the end of it I was like, what the fuck, why was he even in this? What was the point of him?
It's like he's in it for 3 seconds in the beginning because he beat the shit out of her, and then in the end he gets his fucking face bashed in.
Can we take a moment to talk about how amazing Nathan is, though? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was very happy because I just accepted from the start. I was like, well, there's no way they're gonna live happily after and like be together. That's not gonna work. Nathan pulled through, and how about the very end when he reaches out his hand and it's the ring? How beautiful. I teared up a little. That was beautiful, man.
I fucking hated him.
He died.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Then, like, they said he made it at the hospital, but then she got the paper in the end that said that, like, he deceased.
Nuh-uh.
Sorry. Yeah,
I actually made that up.
Sorry, he deceased. That's all it said.
Yeah. Sorry, he deceased. He did.
No, I like that you could leave thinking that she had a happy ending with Nathan. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Like in the beginning, I said the ending's the only thing I was kind of about. I honestly liked it. Like, I thought it was cool. But like at the end of a movie, like a horror movie, like satisfaction isn't what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? I want that like, oh, God damn it. That sucks. You know what I mean? Like, I want that feeling. But in the end, like Harper won and fucking Nathan made it. And I pretty much wanted the rest to die anyway. So,
okay. Right? Okay. So with all that being said, did you guys feel that the ending was cool or corny?
I'm in between.
I don't know how fucking glue traps had made it into this movie twice.
All I could say is mice are fucked. Like, if there were mice around it.
I just...
Well, I mean, like...
What the hell? What do you put on the bottom of a glue trap that keeps your fucking foot... Like, I just don't get it, man. I saw that and I was like, this is Home Alone. This is some straight up.
This did have a lot of Home Alone.
Where's the paint buckets? Where's the blowtorch?
I just kind of want to know, like, the timeline between Jim Gaffigan going to fucking Harper's, like, how did she
She's been sitting in there with holding a shotgun for fucking 3 weeks.
Just get ordering Postmates, getting fucking McDonald's delivered to her.
He should have known by the pile of pizza boxes by the fucking front door.
Pizza boxes and piles of shit that Harper's just sitting there fucking determined that fucking Jim Gaffigan's going to come back, okay?
Like, those glue traps, I'm pretty sure, like, they're only good for so long. Like, they kind of dry out. She's probably been through, like, a dozen of them.
See, that whole scene where, like,
she's got one stuck on her hand and really fucking panicking that while she's fighting with that, that's going to be the moment fucking Jimmy walks in.
Wait, so all of you guys, that was your first thought, though, that whenever they zoomed in on the front door, it was going to be Harper inside? Because that's not what I thought. I thought, oh, shit, they signed a waiver and they put their address on it and that he was going to beat her home and her whole family was going to be murdered. So that's how I thought it was going to end.
That's the ending that would have been like, yeah.
The front, okay, I'm with you. When I saw the front door, that's what I thought. But as soon as he opened the door and, like, you realize that, like, he's like, what?
You like how he notices right away, like, he's stuck in the glue trap. I know, it's funny. But he knows he's trapped, right? And the first thing he notices is, like, where a gun should be. It's not there. That's what he's immediately concerned about.
I'm with you, though, Jenna. Like, I immediately thought, like, oh, fuck, this is going to be fucking, he's going to come kill her whole family. I mean, honestly, I probably would have thought that would have been a cooler ending.
See, I liked how it was revenge. I liked the revenge. See, I also thought it was going to end with whenever Devil Man said, who's Sam? I thought Harper was going to be the only one alive and join their team. Because, like, she was so messed up in the head from her abuse. Okay,
that would have been kind of metal.
See, I thought that's what was going to happen.
I do that. I like that where
you
the
have
good...
You
have
named two better endings so far.
Yeah, I like it when the good guy goes bad. That's kind of cool.
I don't hate the ending. Like, I think... Because I like Harper's character. Yeah, I like the cool...
Yeah, but picture, like, a second one where she's then, like, all done up with tattoos and just, like, hard-ass and killing people.
Didn't this also happen in one of the Saw movies to where, like... One of the victims becomes part of the fucking crew.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the whole basis, I think.
That's like the fucking second movie.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that already in one of the previous ones?
Yeah, probably.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Listen, I think when we go to post this, we need to hashtag Jim Gaffigan in this. Maybe he'll listen to it, and then the people who listen who made this movie listen to it, and they're like, well, fuck. We got to cast Jim Gaffigan in the next one.
Yeah, he's fucking the old clown.
Right, he's back. His face is kind of fucked up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to use his, like... His high pitched voice whenever he talks. Right. He can't use his.
But realistically, Harper's life in prison right now or on death row. So, I mean, you know.
Wait, why?
She fucking killed him, you idiot.
It's home invasion, though.
Oh, she killed Bailey, too. And Bailey
then again, like
nothing.
Home invasion, while you're sitting in there with a shotgun, fucking glue traps.
Yeah, when you're sitting in there with a shotgun with glue traps, fucking 20 boxes of pizza and shit in the corner. I mean, come on.
I'm sorry. Where's the law that says you can't put fucking glue traps in front of your door? Huh?
Is this a thing? Like, maybe you could get away with murder like that?
Someone it's your fucking house.
Your house?
Pull up Amazon right now. Give me a dozen glue traps.
Because did you not notice that they only injure you a lot for a short period of time? Because Harper could not even, like, use her hands, and then the next scene, they were healed. Glue traps are magical.
Really?
They destroy you for a little bit, but then you, like, grow back like a lizard.
Her hands were healed?
Did they fuck that up, really?
They did. You didn't notice she went from, like, crawling and unable to move, and her hands were completely...
Yeah, because she was the one that got her fucking, literally, her flesh torn. Did they fuck that up, really?
They did.
She climbed the fence.
Her hands were bandaged.
They bring it back at the very end by bandaging them, but scenes in between there, her hands don't look messed up at all, and she's grabbing
you
and touching and doing everything.
You actually see them not fucked up?
I mean, it's dark lighting, but they definitely didn't look like they did when she
ripped her
skin off.
There weren't bandages on them. Some time has passed. She has been sitting in this house for quite some time.
No, I mean before that, when her and Nathan were making their getaway.
I feel like I need to pull the end of this movie up real quick.
Yeah, now you got me wondering.
The only thing I'm thinking of is when she climbs the fence. Like, that's the part where, like, she obviously climbs it no problem. But other than that, I can't
think. While she's shot in the shoulder, she has no skin on her hands.
Well, fucking Nathan takes a bullet like it's nothing.
Dude, Nathan he is such a good soul. I am so sorry, Nathan.
No.
But you need to listen. Horse out of shit. All the weapons, you know what? He was like, oh shit, I have to go back for this one weapon. None of the other ones, but my baseball bat. All the great weapons he could have went back for.
He's fucking sad because he took a fucking 90 mile an hour pitch to the fucking mouth and he got put on the bench. So give him this, okay? This is his, this is his fucking bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, grand slam fucking moment, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Give it to him. Gotta give it to him.
I will say this though, during the when he gets out and he's just sort of like looking around and he can see the fence and shit like that. And I'm like, if that's me, I'm gone. I'm looking at him like, I mean, how well do I really know these people? You just kind of just met this girl. Everybody else you know is dead.
Oh, he's in love already, man.
I was gonna say you're in love, man.
Listen, I was crossing my fingers whenever he jumped off the fence. And, like, he grabbed his bat, and he was going to go after the dude that had a fucking loaded pistol. I was like, please shoot him in the head. Just make it, like, the funniest scene possible, because that's what should have happened. Like, dude, come on.
Right.
Yeah. You're running out of fucking
dude.
Why
are you doing this? Why are you?
So we can make, like, a haunt, too, where, like, he tries to break out of the friend zone, and she just denies him, and then he turns into a psychopath.
And then punches her in the face.
Yeah.
Or that, exactly. He gets in a relationship but then finds out that this is another abusive motherfucking asshole.
Yeah.
That's not even funny. That has to be the good one. Don't do that.
It's not supposed to be funny. This is a horror film.
Yeah.
That's like what movie we were watching? Split. That whole fucking dark side with that little girl and her thing with her uncle. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Same thing. You just like, there's that whole, it goes dark.
Yeah, this film, for me, though, did bring back some memories because, I don't know about you guys, but Shane and I did sign up at one time for an extreme haunted house. Like, sign the fucking waiver, put your cell phone away kind of shit, so.
How much oil was in that place?
And there was fucking zero oil, okay? Because I did the whole thing, no oil. Didn't see a drop of oil. There was no oil.
It used to be an automotive repair shop, so it was fucking everywhere. He's being ridiculous.
But honestly, though, like, this is one of those things where a lot of shit happened in that fucking haunted house where I was like, I won't do one again.
Now,
you know what I mean?
You told me some of this, and if I remember correctly, one of you guys, they made one of you guys blow the other, right?
Yes.
Yes. They didn't ask us to do that. We just assumed they wanted us, so we just did it right off the bat to get it over with.
Right.
We just kind of figured that's how it went.
Right. So we walked into the first room. Dude was like, fucking get on your knees. And we just assumed that, like,
he brings you a bowl of spaghetti and tells you it's intestines or whatever.
And we just assumed that we're supposed to one of us was supposed to blow each other.
And he was like crying, like, you could just go to the next room now.
Yeah, we were like, so we passed, and he's like, just go. We're like, oh, okay,
well, that was easy. Yeah.
You wind up fucking just traumatizing everybody else there.
And actually, the people after us told us that there was a guy hanging in the first room, and like we didn't see him, so I don't know what they must have added that prop in.
moving from room to room, blowing each other.
You guys got a concussion, didn't you? You must have been going real hard.
Okay, you make the blowing joke, but dude, honestly, it wasn't even like that haunted. It was more like,
it was just fucking gross.
Psychological shit.
Rapey. Yeah, but like,
the rapey thing.
In the very first room, I'm kind of a fucking germ weirdo, like I'm weird with stuff like that, and like literally the guy, the first thing he did was he stuck his finger deep into my knuckle deep into my ear and then shoved that finger into Shane's mouth, like that was what he did the very first
and
thing.
This was after he like tried to kiss me, and I resisted there because at first I was like, all right, he's just being funny, you know, because I'm new to all this, but he's like, his lips are on my cheek moving towards my lips. I'm like, okay, that's cool, we're done. That's too far. And he's like, and now he's like forcing himself on me. I'm like, okay, this isn't funny.
Wait, did he really do that?
Yeah.
What would they do if you just straight up like kissed him back?
I feel like if I didn't resist him, he would have just did it. I don't know that for sure, but
you like herpes? Because you're about to get herpes.
I mean, it was kind of gross. Yeah, it was gross. There was a lot of shit though. There was one
that was actually the first room.
Yeah, part where like they like fucking basically forced me to fucking slap the shit out of him and stuff. Just random stuff, man. Like Shane ate a fucking bug soaked in formaldehyde.
I wasn't actually supposed to do that though. The girl like broke character.
The only time
that
the actor broke character, Shane put she's like, come on, eat these bugs, and Shane actually ate it, and she was like, did you just eat that? And he's like, yeah, and she's like, and then she like went back into character.
Yeah, she was like playing this possessed, you know, kind of exorcist girl, and she was doing a really good job, and then like she just, I don't know, I guess I just didn't miss a beat whenever I ate it, and she's like, whoa, what, did you really just eat that? I'm like, oh shit, that was like the scariest part for me. Like,
I will say the coolest part though, they put sacks over our heads and like
filled with oil.
No, no oil, told you. And they actually, like, pretended to slice our throats and, like, liquid actually, like, went
liquid
down
oil?
Our throat. Yep, oil, except for not oil, went down our throat. It was kind of like, fuck, holy shit. Like, it kind of felt like something weird happened, you know? It just, this movie kind of, like, put it into, you know.
It was the like the same thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, shit was weird. Like, I won't do a fucking haunted house like that again. Like, I love Halloween, love regular haunted attractions. Won't fucking do one where I have to sign anything. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, if it was more of like he said, that was the coolest part. The sacks over our heads, like, really trying to freak us out compared to, like, just, you know, dudes trying to kiss me. Then I would do it again. But, like, there's too much. That wasn't the only situation where that happened either. There was a lot of
that. Too much gross shit.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, didn't they actually push you guys pretty hard and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They pushed, slapped, punched. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got the shit beat out of you.
Yeah, that one girl slapped the fucking shit out of me. She would tell Ryan to, like, strangle me, and then he wouldn't do it hard enough, so, like, she would strangle me. I mean, he'd, like, say, all right, now hit him. And then Ryan would just, like, give me a little bitch slap like the bitch that he is, and she's like, no, like this. And then I had, like, a red mark on my face for a week.
Slap the fuck out of him, man. Yeah.
Oh, man, see, now, look, if you had the ability to, like, just vomit on, like, command.
Oh, that's so funny.
Like they try to get serious, but they just, like, start puking on people.
Do you know who, like, would have
nope,
really liked all that bitch
this?
Slapping?
I signed the waiver.
Yeah, true. True. So I guess it's be a good time to transition. Like we always like to do here, we kind of try to relate things to the movie to real life kind of things. So I did a little bit of research. And have you guys ever heard of probably the most extreme haunted house in the world called McCamey Manor?
Spell that?
McCamey Manor. McCamey Manor.
McCamey Manor. No, to answer that question, no.
Okay. So this place is fucking insane. I did, some of my sources from this are an article from USA Today by Hannah Yasharoff, and I actually got some stuff off of the waiver that, like, they actually, you have to sign. So, for those who don't know about McCamey Manor, it's, like I said, it's, like, known as the most extreme haunted house in the world, and, you must clear, like, he does, like, a background check on you. You have to pass, like, a fucking doctor's physical and, like, a mental exam, and there's a 40-page waiver. Okay, like, the one we signed was, like, a fucking front and back thing. Like, it really wasn't that big. This one was 40 pages.
I have actually heard of it.
Really?
My coworkers wanted, whenever I said how we love to go someplace every year and we're going to Vegas, potentially, they told me about this one.
Yeah, there's an crazy wait list. I didn't write it down, but the wait list is in the thousands, like, to try and get into this place.
I think it was at 14,000, like, the last one I read.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
So, per the waiver that you're signing, it states that this is basically what the waiver says. It states that you will have bruises, possible black eyes, possibility of being bald, including the eyebrows, usage of mouse traps, buried alive under 12 feet of dirt and rock, submerged in 60 feet of open water, possibility of contact with raw sewage, may include hypodermic needles and tasers, and may possibly have a tooth extracted, and the word possible death is mentioned quite a few times. Okay.
Wait, Ryan, you don't have social media, and that's what makes this so great, because this was recently all over social media, and there was a lot of conflict about it, but they actually showed video footage from inside.
Really?
And it was hard to watch. I'm talking people begging to leave, and they claim that you sign off something and you can't leave. There's, like, a certain word, and no matter how much you cry and how much you beg, they won't stop and you can't leave.
Right.
And this girl was shaved, and she was being, like, waterboarded. It was messed up.
Yeah, it's basically just straight up being tortured. Like, that's pretty much it. But he does have a, he films it all. So he's got proof of what he did or did not do and everything. And he posted it all to a private Facebook page. That's what it said.
Don't, like, all the contestants or whatever you want to call them have to watch all the other people that did it? Isn't that one of the rules?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, and isn't it something that if you can make it the whole way through, you get, like, a money prize?
Right. You get $20,000.
Right, he offers $20,000 prize to anybody to complete it, but nobody's ever done it.
Yeah, but he takes $500 away, like, per swear word. So, Ryan, you would be done in, like, four seconds.
Right, yeah. It'd be like, oh, yep, the first minute. Yep, sorry, kid, get out.
I would definitely encourage looking up the videos and see what you think for yourselves. It's crazy.
I have seen some of them years ago. He does claim that the haunt isn't like it was 5 or 6 years ago, that it's only him that does it now, and that it's basically just mental games now and not like super physical like it was. He basically nowadays, he says it, he just does like, he does hypnotism. Basically, he'll put you in a pool of 2 feet of water, but he'll hypnotize you to think that you're in a fucking ocean with full sharks. You know what I mean? Stuff like that is what he says he does now. It's not like it was years ago where he was literally, you know, a bunch of actors that may or may not have been psychopaths and, you know, doing all this fucked up shit to people.
So, okay, I'm hung up on this whole waterboarding thing. It was not literally waterboarding people, correct?
Jenna's the one that brought said the waterboarding. I'm not.
I don't know. They were tied to a chair and they had a bag on their head and they're dumping stuff on them.
They're sitting upright.
I'm not. Yeah, waterboarding is when you're laying down with a towel over your face.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're laying down and your feet have to be higher than your head. They put a towel over your face.
Then you dump water over.
I only say that because I'm fairly certain that's like literally part of the, like, Geneva Convention or whatever it is that like you like that's super legal on the federal end.
Wait, you mean illegal?
Yeah, illegal.
I thought you said legal. I was illegal. What?
To him, he just considers it like a big show just for entertainment. That's what he claims. There's a petition out to try and shut him down. It has over 62,000 signatures as of when that article was written, like a year ago. So I don't know how many there is now.
I guess.
But
nobody's making him do it. Fuck him. Yeah, they want
to
try it.
People that have done it claim to have needed like serious psychiatric and medical care after like doing it. So,
fuck, if people sign up for this and this is what they want, then it's on them.
Yeah, man, that's kind
of. At the same time, it's like, what if like there's like those instances of people who are like, I just want to eat somebody, and they go and they find somebody who's like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude, I'm into this. Here, eat my leg. That shit happens.
Yeah.
And like, so where do you draw the line? Like,
I don't know.
Fucking got us. They were all consenting adults.
See, what bothers me in the videos that they leaked, or maybe you can't just access them, but it really looked like the people wanted out and they weren't being let out.
Right.
So that's what bothers me. Like, I feel like as soon as you say you're done, you should be released.
So there's no safe word?
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, I read so many different articles, and I'm not going to say either way, because some things I read said that there was a safe word, and others that I read said that there he technically has a safe word, but he
doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't let like they decide when you're to the point where they think that you can come out. That's when they let you out. So I really don't know. I'm not gonna say for sure. Either way, it's fucking horrifying.
I mean, I'd never fucking do it.
No, I mean, I like outrageous. To think that years ago, I mean, as of now, I'm not really that much of an adrenaline junkie, but 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, like, I was a pretty big fucking adrenaline junkie, and I would not do fuck this shit, man.
I had more than 2 cups of coffee. I'm down for the day, man.
when my heart gets above 100, I am out. You know what I mean?
I'm just skirting that line at all times.
Yeah. But this shit, no fucking way in hell. Anything that I've seen or read, there's no shot I would do this.
I signed us all up for next year, so.
Oh, cool. I'm down.
Hopefully everybody changes their mind.
I'm down. Let's do it.
I imagine that had to cost a small fortune, this waiting list.
A bag
is.
Of dog food. Is that right?
A bag of dog food is all that he is the payment. One bag of dog food.
So what is this guy? He's not part of it. He's just sitting in front of some cameras watching this
he's doing
off.
It. He is doing it.
Oh, okay.
He is the one doing it.
Long story short, this guy just really likes to torture people, and he's so good at it that he will say he will give you $20,000 knowing you will never see a dime of it.
And
I kind of respect him for
his night job is he sings at weddings.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Adam Sandler.
Yeah. It's strictly his whole thing is it's just for entertainment. It's just a big show. It's just a show.
I love horror films and everything related to it.
Does he
I like
have a significant
houses.
Other?
This whole situation just angers me. Something about it just makes me angry. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It just doesn't make sense. I think that's what it is.
Okay,
my brain's not comprehending this. I mean, I'm hearing and understanding all the words and what you're telling me. I guess, why? Is it the money for people?
Well, okay, here's something that I kind of
people
wanted to
people are just
up.
Trying to prove themselves like, I'm fucking braver than anybody else out there.
Okay, so when it comes to like horror films, okay, we all love like it's just what we like. We like fucked up stuff. Anybody listening to this probably likes fucked up weird shit, okay? It's what we like. So what happens when you want to take a little bit farther? Okay, so we watch horror films because we're technically not in a dangerous situation,
yes.
But we're like we're kind of like immersing ourselves in that situation. So we're like in it, but we're not in it. So what happens when that's not enough? So is that when you sign up for, like, when you go through stuff like this, now you're in something like this where they say that you may die, but you probably won't, where it's kind of safe, kind of not. So is that why people do this stuff?
Just join the fucking military.
Personally, I signed up for like the extreme haunted house that we went to, thinking that it wasn't quite like it was. Like Shane said, it was more just like fucking sexual.
You guys got out. You're like, we weren't ready.
Yeah, we weren't prepared for this. I wasn't ready to blow my best friend. So like
I was.
But you know what I mean? Like, I signed up for it thinking that it was just going to be like a more immersive haunted house, but it was just too weird. This here is like, why I can't figure out why people want to sign up for this. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, is when like we like horror films, we like immersing ourselves in that world. So like, do people that sign up for this just want like to literally live that?
I guess I'm a big pussy. Cause
oh, same, dude. There's no shot I would sign up for this. No shot.
I wonder what the average age is too. Cause like, I don't know. If I'm 18, I'm like, I'm not reading that fucking waiver, and I'm just gonna read a couple,
flipping through it, like, yeah.
Like, yep, ah, see a couple back. People say, oh, they torture you. Like, okay, I've just been like, to 100 haunted like houses. Hey, I'm in.
We may have signed this a million times on the Apple terms and conditions that you scroll through and check the box. You know what I mean?
Right, you didn't read it. You come out, you're like, yeah. I think I'm pregnant now. This shit doesn't even make sense.
Personally, I'm cool with just sitting in my fucking comfy chair and watching it all.
See, like, I want people to do it. I'm opposite of you, Brady. I want them to do it because I want to see that. You know.
So have any of you guys seen this footage?
I've seen some stuff. Yeah.
I've watched like 14, 15 minute long videos of like, you know, just like random, not one person in general, but like cut up scenes of people going through it.
Man, it's fucking weird, dude.
I'm just thinking like what would be something on a similar level, but way more like, or way less that for me to get terrified. And I don't know why my brain went here, but I'm just trying to imagine like trying to like my kids stuck up in like the play area at Burger King, like that jungle thing. And I got to climb up there to get them, and I get stuck in one of the tubes. That sounds pretty fucking terrifying to me.
I like that.
The whole time, like, knowing, like, okay, not only is, like, I can't move, and I've got this whole claustrophobic thing going on, but, like, somebody's going to have to call the fire department.
To saws all your right. Chubby butt out of there.
And now my brain's going, like, am I going to pay for this shit? Am I going to be on the fucking local news?
Literally just pans to your head all stuck
in
there.
It'd be one thing if I was a skinny dude and just like, you know, my belt buckle got stuck on something, but like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I'm
like the mom at the end of Gilbert. What's, you know, they're just like, burn this fucker down. There ain't no getting them out.
They just add you to the sign. Yeah. He's just part of the
playground.
They fucking
dress me up as Grimace. They paint my face purple.
They just name it after you. Oh, okay.
Oh man,
that was that's McCamey Manor. Some other little bonus things. Shane looked up some cool Halloween deaths, since this movie did take place on Halloween.
Yeah, I was looking for like specifically like haunted house deaths, and yeah. I don't know what was going through my head, but I was like, man, I can't believe nobody's ever thought of this. Like, you know, like a haunted house would be like the perfect place to like kill people. You think there's going to be like real stories for this to happen? Well, then I talked to my wife, and then I said that to her, and she's like, why would they do it there? Like, people go in and there's an exit. They're waiting for these people to come out of the exit. So I felt kind of dumb. So, but yeah, it's never been done to where like anybody's actually died at a haunted house. So like, they're like, seem to be the safest things you could go to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Oddly enough.
Yeah. So yeah, like Ryan said, I just kind of was like looking up old articles of like people or things that actually happened on Halloween. And honestly, I'm just going to start off with like, the most interesting one to me anyway. So in September in 1957, you know, back whenever bullying was a real thing, there was a lot of bullying going on in this high school. So this principal and this teacher, they got together with each other, and they're like, oh, we're going to show them. We're going to do this like pre-Halloween party, and we're going to like get all the bullies basically, which I feel like from reading the article, it seemed like, you know, they had a good relationship. They were just tired of these kids picking on these other kids, so they're going to play a prank on them. So the principal, he
filled the room with carbon dioxide.
Killed them all.
Yeah, close, just the other way around. He stood on something and wrapped a noose around his neck And the kids got to the party. The teacher brought the kids to this party, right? To this pre-Halloween party. And the principal's, they're hanging on this noose making all these weird noises. And all the kids are like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Like, oh, man, he got us. And yeah, he literally fell from whatever he was standing on. And he was suffocating. And he died in front of them all.
Oh, no.
So, that's definitely got to be the beginning of a movie.
Wait, are you telling me this wasn't a suicide? It was an accidental?
Right. So he was pranking the kids, saying, like, I'm going to make them think that I'm, you know, I don't know, killed myself. Basically, I guess killed myself. Maybe that had to do with the bullying thing, because that's where, you know, that's what it makes, you know, kids want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy kind of...
Don't do this, kids.
Yeah. I think the crazy part for me is, like, not only did he slip, he slipped in front of them. So he, like...
Well, Principal Bill really, really made that look real.
Yeah, and so the teacher realized that something was wrong. Like, what do you think the look in her face looked like when she realized, like, wait, shit, this isn't right.
Yeah, by that time, he's fucking blue.
Shit, Principal Bill always blue? I just imagine now this is all kind of making sense to where, like, this extreme haunted house, whatever it was called.
Yeah, McCain
that's
Manor,
all.
Yeah.
That's got to be all those kids who have been just fucking chasing that high. Ever since then,
they've seen Principal Bill. Yeah. We need this again.
I mean, I feel like you really like, taught him a lesson,
I went
though.
To a haunted house where a motherfucker really hung himself.
But, yeah. Actually, that was a similar thing that happened again in October 1990. I'm just going to bring this one up because it's like I said, similar. So there's a haunted hayride, and this kid, the 17-year-old, I guess he's, I don't know if he's doing it for charity, trying to make some extra money, did the same thing. Like trying to scare these kids, and the tractor driver did the thing where like he pulls up to a spot, and then like you know there's like a scary moment. Well, this kid's just hanging there, and the tractor driver's like, "Isn't this the part where he's like supposed to talk?"
They changed the act up.
Yeah. So they switched it up. Yeah.
They figure it out?
It was a lot easier.
Maybe
on
you don't know this, but did they figure it out right away, or does it like they did like several more passes before they figured the shit out? Like, oh, you know what?
Well, like the dude was supposed to talk, so like, no. At first, they were all like, "Whoa, that looks really realistic." There's 40 people in this hayride, and then the tractor driver was like, "This isn't right."
This isn't right.
See how easy it would be, though. Like, that's real people, I guess.
Easy, Jenna.
I don't know. It seems kind of hard to me. I don't really walk around with a fucking noose around my neck, so.
No,
how
I
do
mean,
we know these were accidents?
For true. Real people and to be hurt in a haunted house
all
and
trolls,
you not know.
All trolling aside, if I were to hang myself, I probably would, like, try and, like, get a job in a haunted house and, like, do this. That'd be kind of funny. All right, what else you
I
got?
Know, I think I go something a little more meta, like, you kids want to see something crazy? And, like, just start fucking pulling out my intestines, see how far I can get before I collapse.
That sounds way more painful.
Kids be like, yeah, I was messed up. Like, yeah. Boom, done.
You got the mark. You're ready to try it.
Right? Yeah. I had to put a zipper on this.
Brady just got surgery for, you know, whoever that doesn't make sense correct. To. So I got another one here. So October 2014. A 16-year-old kid, so she went to, I believe this is in Ohio, she went to, yeah, Middletown, Ohio.
Ah, well, that explains it.
Went to a haunted scream park, and she literally had a heart attack from fear.
Ah.
Like, died from fear.
16?
Can you fucking imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, scared to death.
Literally scared to death.
At that
with
age,
that feeling,
is that, like,
right?
A thing? Without a pre-existing condition?
She probably, I imagine
right,
she must
know,
have
she
had
a
pre-existing.
One lung.
She had one lung. She literally had a half of a heart.
Wait, did you
the
make
doctor
that
said
up?
That. No, these are all okay. Real articles, yeah.
Wait, so she had.
She literally did have one lung. That's what attributed to it. That's why
oh,
it happened.
You're not kidding.
That's not a joke.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
God, now
I got you fuckers.
Now I feel bad.
I mean, we can sit here and laugh that these people all died on accident. But I mean, she had that poor girl had one lung.
Yeah, but I mean, if I have one lung, am I going to a haunted house? I mean, come on.
That's true.
Okay, so with all that depressing shit being said, let's go back to the movie. Well, we always finish out with some ratings. So who wants to go first with what your final rating for Haunt was?
Five.
Five.
out of 10 or out of 100?
Are we doing out of 100? I can't remember how we did this.
Yeah, out of 100. So 50?
50.
Okay, 50.
That's just right down the middle of the road. It wasn't a bad movie. Wasn't a great movie. It was an okay movie.
Okay.
I'm going last, so you guys go
ahead.
Jenna?
Okay. Jenna?
87.2.
I like that. Okay.
Wow.
You
So you liked it?
No, I did like it. What's going to happen is the same thing. We took a little break. I'm going to be real happy. I'm going to like everything. And then I'm going to start getting pissed off and everything's going to suck.
I like that brutal honesty.
I like that.
But it was fresh. I mean, even with the season, I've been pretty much just watching my usuals, my Nightmare Before Christmas, Hocus Pocus, real, you know, the real gore
Sleepy
shit.
Sleepy Hollow, yeah. Yep. Okay.
So...
All right.
This was like, I was real excited to get back into it, so that probably made me like it more, but I liked it.
All right, I'm probably going to go with like 65. I think 65 is pretty good. Like, it, for me, I watched Hellfest, too. I don't know if anybody has watched Hellfest, or any listeners watch Hellfest. Like, Hellfest I thought was fucking cooler than this, and it was kind of like the same sort of vibe, but this one just didn't. It just didn't hit all the marks for me. It was still kind of cool, though. Like, the death scenes and shit were cool. So, like, I think 65 is pretty good. I'll go with that.
All right. So, the only reason I had to make sure you guys go first because I had to make sure I rated it higher. Yeah. Because apparently I liked it more than everyone else. Jenna, your rating's ridiculously high.
Well, I delegated the job to you, so.
Well, don't worry, because I mean, when we get to the movie I want to watch, I know I'm gonna rate it higher than you guys. So.
Well, I am gonna say, all right, I'm not actually gonna go, I guess, above Jen, even though that was my plan. I'm gonna have to say like a solid. I'm gonna give it at least an 80, man. Like I really did like it. Honestly, like when you compare it to Hellfest, I do like Hellfest better. I like the ending of Hellfest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to get into all that, but I will just say hands down the ending. The whole movie was good, but the ending of that one was great. Yeah, compared to this one.
I did see Hellfest. I'm trying to remember how many glue traps were in that one.
not as many as this
one. I give this movie
one.
Two glue traps.
Wait, does that make them bad or good the more you use?
That's for the listeners to decide.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Life's all about perspective, Jenna.
This episode
didn't know
is
that.
Brought to you Little by philosophy. Acme glue strip. Or glue
Acme, because Acme just makes everything.
All right. So with that being said, I think that kind of wraps it up for this episode. So next week we'll go back into our regularly scheduled stuff, and it'll be Brady's pick. So what do you got for us, man?
You guys will never believe this one.
Okay.
Probably never heard of it. It's the 1985 film, The Stuff.
The Stuff. Let's do it. The Stuff.
Jenna, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I got to say that I think, was it Jenna gave me The Fly as a joke? And I watched The Fly thinking, like, oh, God. But it was, like, an awesome horror movie. So yeah.
The Stuff is a cult classic. Cool.
Yep.
So.
All right. Well, okay, listeners, if you want to get ahead of it and watch that movie, that's what we're going to do for next episode. So in the meantime, if you want to follow us on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast, if you want to give us any advice or pointers or tell us what we did wrong, email us at hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. What do we got, guys? Anything else?
I could just cite my source. I got all the articles that I read off ranker.com.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your animals.
Have your pets spayed and neutered. Bob Barker, he's dead. That's sad.
Is he?
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
No, don't do this. Yeah, he's fucking dead. 2020's hard enough. He's good.